Now
Love
we got
me
radio.
Oh, okay.
Huh?
See, lady, I've been tripping and confessing.
Okay, we got him in here, but we're only watching TV. Hopefully that lasts.
It might. I hope it do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good evening, Auntie Dodge.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. After Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, Auntie Betty, while we're waiting on others to join, would you go ahead and start us off in Joshua 8, please? Yeah. Auntie Betty?
You cutting out? Can you hear me? Are you talking to me, Angela?
Yes.
Okay. Can y'all hear me good? You're cutting out on my end.
I hear you.
I can hear you.
Okay. Joshua chapter 8. And the Lord said unto Josh, fear not, neither be dismayed. Take all the people of the world with thee, and arise. Go up to Ai. See, I have given into your hand the king of Ai and his people, and his city, and his land. And thou shalt do to Ai and her king as thou didst unto Jericho and her king. Honor the spoil thereof, and the cattle thereof, shall ye take for a prey unto yourselves. Lay thee an ambush for the city behind it. So Joshua rose and all the people of the wall to go up against Ai, and Joshua chose out 30,000 mighty men of valor and sent them away by night. And he commanded them, saying, behold, ye shall lie in wait against the city, even behind the city. Go not very far from the city. Be ye ready. And I and all the people that are with me will approach unto the city. And it shall come to pass, when they come out against us as of the first, that we will flee before them. For they will come out after us, till we have drawn them from the city. For they shall say, they flee before us, as at the first, therefore we will flee before them. Then ye shall rise up and ambush and seize upon the city, for the Lord your God will deliver it unto your hand. And it shall be, when you take the city, that you shall set the city on fire, according to the commandment of the Lord. Shall ye do? See, I have commanded you. Joshua therefore sent them forth, and they went to lie in ambush and abode between Bethel and Ai on the west side of Ai. But Joshua lay that night among the people. And Joshua rose up early in the morning, and he numbered the people, and he went up, he and the elder of Israel, before the people of Ai. And all the people, even the people wall that was with him, went up and drew nigh and came before the city and pitched on the north side of Ai. Now there was a valley between them and Ai. And he took away 5,000 men and set them in lie in ambush between Bethel and Ai on the west side of the city. And when they had set the people, even all the hosts that were on the north of the city, they lie in wait on the west of the city. Joshua went up that night into the midst of the valley. And it came to pass, when the king of Ai saw it, that he hastened, and he rose up early, and the men of the city went out against Israel, battle, he and all his people. at a time appointed before the plain. But he wist not that there were lie in ambush against him behind the city. And Joshua and all Israel made as if they was beaten before them, and fled by the way to the wilderness. And all the people that was at Ai were called together and pursued after them. And they pursued after Joshua and was drawn away from the city. And there was not a man left at Ai or Bethel that went out after Israel, and they left the city open and pursued after Israel. And the Lord said unto Joshua, stretch out your spear that is in thy hand towards Ai, and I will give it unto thy hand. And Joshua stretched out the spear that he had in his hand towards the city. And the ambush arose quickly out of the place, and they ran as soon as he had stretched out his hand, and they entered into the city and took it, and hastened and set the city on fire. And when the men of Ai looked behind them, they saw, and behold, the smoke of the city descending up into heaven, and they had no power to flee this way or that way. And the people that fled to the wilderness turned back upon the pursuer. Then Joshua and all the Israel saw that the ambush had taken the city, and that the smoke of the city ascended. Then they turned again and slew the men of Ai, and the other issue out of the city against them. So they was in the midst of Israel, some on this side and some on that side. And they smote them so that they left none of them maimed or escaped. And the king of Ai they took alive and brought him to Joshua. And it came to pass, when the Israel had made an end of slaying all the inhabitants of Ai in the field, in the wilderness, wherein they chased them, and when they was all fallen on the edge of the sword until they was consumed, that all the Israelites returned unto Ai and smote it in the edge of the sword. And so it was that all fell that day, both men and women, was 12,000, even all the men of Ai. For Joshua drew not his hand back, wherewith he stretched out the spear, until he had utterly destroyed all the inhabitants of Ai, all of the cattle and the spoils of the city of Israel took for a prey unto themselves, according unto the word of the Lord, which he commanded Joshua. And Joshua burnt Ai and made it a heap forever, even a desolate unto this day. And the king of Ai, he hang on the tree until evening time. And as soon as the sun was down, Joshua commanded that they should take his carcass down from the tree and cast it into the entry of the gate of the city, and raise thereon a great heap of stone that remaineth until this day. Then Joshua built an altar unto the Lord God of Israel in Mount Ebal. And Moses, servant of the Lord, commanded the children of Israel, as it is written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of old stone, over which no man had lifted up any iron. And they offered thereon burnt offering unto the Lord, and sacrificed peace offering. And he wrote there upon the stone a copy of the law of Moses, which he wrote in the presence of the children of Israel. And all Israel and their elders, the officers and their judges, stood on this side of the ark, and on that side before the priests of the Levites, which bears an ark of the covenant of the Lord, as well as strangers. And he was born among the half of them over against Mount Gilead, and half of them against Mount Ebal. And Moses, servant of the Lord, had commanded them that they should bless the people of Israel. And after he read all the words of the law the blessing and cursing according to that was written there in the book of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses commanded, which Joshua did not before all the congregation of Israel, which the women and the little one and the stranger that was in converted among them. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Can you guys hear me? Okay. All righty. I'll go ahead and do a roll call, and then we'll go ahead and get started with our program. I have Auntie Carrie, I have Mom, Gilbert, Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, and we did have Sister Shirley, but she dropped off, so hopefully she'll come back, and I'll let everyone know when she returns. Amen.
Amen.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll be glad. Oh, what did I wrong? Let us be glad in it.
Amen.
All right, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Amen.
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 As we always do, we walk with Jesus tonight, and we just the family gathered together to give God honor and to praise His name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All righty, so we're going to turn it over to Mother for the opening prayer.
Heavenly Father, we ask you to lead us in the path of righteousness for your namesake. We bless you and we praise you, we worship you, and we commit all that you are to us. You are that perfect will that will be done through us. We ask that you call us to enter into your rest now in Jesus' name. Bless this line and bless everyone that are on the call. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 All right, Mom, thank you for that prayer. Let's go ahead and jump on into our program. As always, I'm going to call your name. If you don't have any good news to share, just say pass, and I hope we'll come around a second time. I'd like to start off with Hubert.
I'll be reading Children's Corner. Children do not have to spend too much time in church or Sunday school before they hear the term cornerstone. Some of them may even attend a church with cornerstone in its name, but it is likely that few of them have a clear idea what a cornerstone is or why Jesus is compared to one. That can be asserted with a fair degree of confidence, for it is true of many adults as well. Have teachers carefully explained that when builders set the cornerstone in a structure for the headstone of the corner, as Psalm 14:22 expresses, and they use it to make sure the angle and the direction of the walls from that point outward was true and straight. It was therefore the most important stone in the entire building. Jesus came to earth to build his church, the spiritual building that consists of all his followers. He was rejected by his own people, but God set him as the cornerstone of the church. We know we are going in the right direction, standing straight and true for God. When we measure our lives by Jesus, we must make certain we do not build our lives on anything but the word and example of Jesus Christ. When we do that, we will be safe in him, and we can rejoice at the summer's dove at the thought of his name. Amen.
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 Cornerstone.
Let's What book is that, Mother?
Oh, the Bible Expositio.
Hated is H-A-G-G-A-L. Verse 1. I'm going to read. What? Haggai. What did you say, Hugo?
Haggai.
What is it? Okay.
Haggai.
Whatever. Okay. I'm going to read from 7 to 11. This is what Jehovah of Amri says. Set your heart on your way. Go up into the mountain and bring in llama and build a house so that I may take pleasure in it and I may be glorified, Jehovah said. You was expecting much and receiving little. And when you brought it into the house, I blew it away. For what reason, declared Jehovah of Amri, because my house is ruined, while each of you running around taking care of his own house, so the heaven above you within your due, and the earth within it produce. And I keep calling for a drought on the earth, on the mountain, on the grain, and on the new wine, on the oil, on what grows from the ground, on humans and livestock. And on all the labor of your land. Amen.
Amen.
And thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Haggai.
Okay, Haggai. Okay.
All righty. All right. Next, I have Auntie Betty.
Daddy,
do you have
any
good news to share
this
evening?
Can you hear her,
Betty? Hey, Betty?
Hello?
Okay.
Betty, yes.
Hi?
Okay. Yeah, she called you.
Okay. I'm coming out the book of Matthew, chapter 6, starting at verse 25-34. He said, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, not neither what your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than meat, and your body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gain any barn. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you take a thought that can add one cubit unto your stature? And why take ye a thought for your raiment? Consider the lily of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into an oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Matthew 6, I believe it was 25 through 34.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's what she said.
Yeah. All righty. And next we'll have Mom.
Okay, I'm coming out of Matthew 10:1-40. What do we face? In this discourse with his disciples, Jesus delivered their marching order. The disciple was to model their ministry after Jesus. They was to liberate people suffering from demon possession and healing those affliction in body and mind. They were to preach the message of the kingdom of God. He advised them that they were not to carry rather money, clothes, or extra shoes, walking stick, or begging bag. They were to go uncomfortable by the provision that a prudent traveler would carry. This was a faith journey. God will provide. Jesus admonished them not to undertake the task unaware of the nature of the world they were faced. He warned them that they could expect opposition and prosecution, even from their own families, because he sent them out with a message that offended many poor Jews and their religious persecutors. Jesus did not want his disciples to harbor illusion that their path would be easy or that they would be welcomed by those to whom they were sent, because they were associated with him. This passage in Matthew 10 is not merely a pep talk. Jesus was preparing them to drink from the same cup from which he would drink. He wanted to make sure that they were firmly prepared to endure the hardship that they will surely suffer. In our time, people seldom prosecute us because of our belief or the contents of our preaching. We may suffer from discrimination and injustice because of our race or national origin, but rarely because we are practicing our faith. We have to ask, why not? Are we enjoying what Victory Bohart called cheap grace, or grace without sacrifice? In a world that appears to have lost its moral arch, one wonders whether the true faithful announced at a ministry guided by a concern for the sick, needy, and downtrodden might not, in fact, be an invitation to suffer and persecution. Are we announcing the true faithful, or our minister guided by Christ-like motive? It is a thought, a ponder, and a challenge to be addressed. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Matthew. And next we'll have Auntie Sari.
Who?
You, Auntie Gary.
Oh, okay. I'm coming out of Ephesians chapter 2:1-10. And he had quickened who were dead in trespass and sin, where in time past you walk according to the course of the world, of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation in time past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desire of the flesh and of the mind. And we were by nature children of the wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, he quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and has risen us up together and made us still together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages come he might show the exceeding richness of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace you are saved through faith, and not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not a work, lest any man boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto the good work which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Carrie, out of Ephesians 2. We did not have Sister Shirley to return, so we're going to go ahead with our program. And next, if you all could just bow your head for the sick and shut in prayer.
Yeah.
Oh, Holy Spirit, please come like a dove. Shield and protect our loved ones, and cover their wounds with your great feathered wings. Shield them from sorrow. Breathe hope songs within. Tend with your goodness the pain that they bear. Heal them now, their sickness, with miracle care. Carry them high, far above, till they see your rainbow of promise. Real hope lies ahead. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 And now we would like to recognize birthdays for this week, May 3rd through May 11th. And for today, we have Kamarian. That's Latoya's little boy, Loretta's grandson. That's why she's not here with us today. They're celebrating his birthday. And on May the 9th, we have Douglas Flappy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, May the 11th, we have Shaquavius Nellis. Is that Travis' daughter?
Who?
Shaquavius.
Shout out.
It's somebody's daughter.
It's somebody.
Are there any other birthdays in May that I have not shared already? May 3rd through the 11th. All righty then. Mother, would you do us the honor to
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Amen.
Amen.
All righty, let's go ahead and start with the final part of our program. If you have any poems or songs or testimonies or additional Bible verses to share, please do so. If not, just say pass. I want to start off with Auntie Dot.
Okay, I'm going to read the 23rd Psalm. It's coming out the Holy Scripture. Jehovah is my shepherd. I will lack nothing. In grassy pastures, he makes me lie down. He leads me to the well water. He refreshes me. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his sake of his name. Though I walk in the valley of deep shadow, I fear no harm. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff reassure me. You prepare a table for me before my enemies. You refresh my head with awe. My cup is well filled. Surely goodness and loyal love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Jehovah for all my days. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Psalm 23, Auntie Dot. I will go next. Put the phone a little closer to me here. I'm going to come out of Luke 5, 1 through 7.
Okay.
One day, as he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowded around him and listening. It's the background noise. It would cut me out. Let me black out the background noise. Okay, let me try again. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, it happened to be the one that belongs to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and talked to people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. Because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. Just a reminder to let everybody know that God is still in control. And he never leaves us.
Amen.
We must rise up. We must rise up and know that he is our Savior. After Simon and John and Peter, all of them walking with Jesus all this time, and they still had not learned that Jesus can do anything. So that's basically my understanding of Luke 5. Amen?
Amen.
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 Next, I have Auntie Betty.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
What
I don't
are you
bet.
Doing?
You got
I'm coming from Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 10. It's the final
okay.
brethren. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality and power, against rule and darkness of this world. Against spiritual weakness in high places. He says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil days, and have done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And thank you for that reading. I see that here. Next we have Mom.
Okay, I'm coming out of, I'm going to read something out of our Sunday school lesson, which was our subject by the righteous branch. And I'm going to just read today's aim and the fact, principle, and application. The fact that to confirm that God is in control of all things, including people at the highest level of leadership. The principle said to teach that God demands that those in leadership submit to his ultimatum authority and not act independent. And the application said to urge those in leadership to look to God for guidance, direction, and wisdom on how to lead those that he has put in their care. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of the Sunday school. All righty. Next, we have Hubert.
I will come from the book of Jeremiah 23, verse 1 through 8. Woe be unto the pastor that destroys and scatters the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, God of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people, ye have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will wait upon you the evil of your doing, said the Lord, and I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries within I have driven them, and will bring them again to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them who shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, said the Lord. Behold, the days come, said the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his day, Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name, whereof he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. Mm-hmm. Therefore, behold, the days come, said the Lord, that they shall no more say, the Lord liveth, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But the Lord liveth, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country and from all countries whither I have driven them. And they shall dwell in their own land. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Jeremiah. And next we have Auntie Carrie.
Okay, I'm coming out of the book of James, chapter 5, starting at verse 10. Take my brethren, prophet, and have spoken in the name of the Lord, for example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. You have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and is tender and mercy. But among all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay be nay, lest you fall into the condemnation. If any among you are afflicted, let him pray. If any merry, let him sing psalms. If any sick among you, let him call for the elder of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of our Lord. And the prayer of the faithful shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and he has committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your fault to one another, and pray for one another that you may be healed. An effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Elijah was a man that suffered to like passion as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and the rain not on earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth yields forth fruit. Brethren, if any among you err from the truth, or one convert him. Let him know that he which converted the sinner from the error of his ways shall save the soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sin. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of James. That concludes our second round, actually, our program. But before we go into our next closing, we're going to ask for volunteers for next week. Do I have a volunteer to read Joshua 9 for next week? Any volunteers?
I'll read it.
Okay.
Go ahead and read it.
Okay. Who y'all gonna do? Okay, well, Auntie Dot.
Mom, well, no, that was Carrie.
Oh, was it Carrie?
Yeah, what
name? Okay. Was that Carrie that volunteered for the Joshua reading?
Yeah, I thought you were on it.
No,
I do it.
That was
me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I do it.
Okay. Mom, you want to do the opening again?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, Lord. That sounds like next, we have the closing. Do I have a volunteer for the closing?
I close.
Okay, move it. You can keep closing, but it got to be different. All righty. Okay, we just had Mr. Daniel call in. Let's see, what does Daniel have to say this evening? Mr. Daniel, do you have anything you want to share before we close out?
I just want to say hello to everybody. Got behind time. Say hello to everybody. I ain't got too much to say. God bless America.
Amen. We appreciate your presence and thoughts. All righty. Does anyone have anything else they would like to share before we move forward with the closing
prayer? Ooh.
I'm sorry. Did someone say something? Okay. If not, Hubert, if you can go ahead with the closing for us.
A word of encouragement from the Lord. He has made you king and priest unto God. You must stand on this word, even though your current circumstances stay contrary. Remember that David was anointed king by God through Samuel long before he actually sat on the throne. He was no less God anointed, though the years awake. In every prayer, in every trial, when David despaired of life, the Lord God was still in control. Through every failure and victory, in darkness and in light, through fear and faith, the Lord was still was and still is the Almighty. He said that you are a mighty man, a woman, a valor. Don't let the enemy dispute this in your heart and mind. When the walls seem to be closing in and you see in utter darkness, he said to you, having done all, stand. Stand on my word, on my promise, stand on the fact that I am. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right. That closing prayer, Hubert, and I just want to thank everybody today. And I am really trying to get my voice back. I will continue to work on it. And I just can't wait to sing again, so I just can't wait to get my voice back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you guys have a wonderful week, and just remember that what all we share today, anyone that you contact to, God would be truly glorified in you sharing his word and gospel with others that you meet. So have a wonderful week.
You too.
We have Mother's Day next Sunday. Do you guys still want to meet on Sunday?
Well, we can't go nowhere, no way.
We still isolation.
Okay, I just want to make sure before we forget about it. All right, well, we'll talk with you guys next Sunday. So have a blessed one.
Okay, you
too. Y'all too.
Shalom.
Good night.
Amen. Good night.